the mat, and certainly the good prayer, Donnie, that you had for us. And it's always a joy to be able to stand up here and preach and teach the Word of the Lord. I've had a request. Guess what that request is? They would like for me to lead God Is So Good. Now, I know you're already settled down, but if you possibly can, would you stand up again and let's sing everybody together, God Is So Good. God is so good. God is everybody. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. What has He done? He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And He made me whole. What will we do? I praise His name. I praise His name. I praise His name. So good to me. Please be seated. Thank you so very much. We're glad to have all of you there visiting with us. Jim, good to see you and Vanessa. Vanessa is Ann's niece from Tennessee, and they came down, and they're here with us today, along with others who are visiting. We're glad you're here. We have a lot of our people that are gone. They're out on vacation because of the week of being out of school. Peter, he tells us about God. Go back to the Old Testament and we learn. When the Bible speaks in Isaiah 45, verse 8, drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. No wonder. When you turn then to 1 Peter 4, you find how that can be accomplished. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability that God giveth him, that in all things God may be glorified. That's why we're here. In all things, to do what? To bring honor and glory unto our God. Peter said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice. You're going through a lot of trials. You're going through sufferings. What do you do when you have to go through trials and sufferings? God says, rejoice. He says, rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. What all did Christ have to endure? In a few weeks, I'm going to be preaching on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How that Jesus endured so much for all of us. And he said, if you'll only endure these sufferings now as you're going through these things that you're having to go through, he says, when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. And then he adds, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, if you're a Christian, a child of God, and you're having to suffer because you're a child of God, happy are you. You rejoice. Why? For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. God is glorified that you'll stand up for His Son. But let none of you suffer like a murderer, as a thief, or an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Don't engage in those things. That's not going to please God. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. There has to be a reason why all of these things are said by Peter now, and there is. The very next verse tells us. In verse 17, for the time is come. That's our service. The time is now. What's going to happen when the fulfillment of time comes? Peter says, the judgment must begin at the house of God. Judgment among whom? Among those who are people of God, the church. And he says, if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? What's going to happen to all of those people who have not obeyed the gospel of God? If judgment begins with us, how severe will it be for those who are not God's people? Verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, then we'll be saved how? By doing the will of the Lord. Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? The obvious answer is, if it's going to be difficult for those who are God's people, because when? Because many times we stumble and we don't get up and we don't come back to the Lord and make things right with Him. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. The time is now. Yes, the time will come when God will bring judgment upon all, but the time now is for you and I to get ready and be prepared for that great judgment day. In 1 Peter 4 and verse 2, Peter says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh, to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it is, we need to be ready. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not God? What shall be the end of those who obey not the gospel of God? I want to tell you this morning, it's time for every single one of us to rejoice, be happy, contented, knowing we're God's people, though we may be going through a whole lot of difficulties in life. Over in the Old Testament, we learn under that law, there were sacrifices that were made. In Malachi 3, verse 3, and he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver, and they shall offer unto Jehovah offerings in righteousness. God wants us to make sacrifices. And the Bible wants us to make sure, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, rather in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Number one, look at it. Use your body to bring honor and glory to God. God wants us to sacrifice what? Sacrifice our bodies in the service of the Lord. Be not conformed to this whole world, but be you transformed that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The Lord will not simply judge the judge of heaven, but also judge his own. And so, the proof is that we have faith that is strong, that we are people that are willing to make sacrifices unto our God. The proof of your faith being more precious than gold, proved by fire, you are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God by Jesus Christ. Now, in the New Testament, the law of Christ, in this dispensation, it's not bloody sacrifices that God wants. What are those sacrifices that we, who are children of God, are to be willing in this time, right now, making unto our God? Well, it's time for us to make sure that the sacrifices that we offer are sacrifices that will be pleasing and acceptable unto God. In Hebrews 11 in verse 6, without faith, all right? Without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I suggest to you, number one, we've got to have a faith that's strong in sacrificing God. We don't doubt God. We believe God. We know what faith is, Hebrews 11, verse 4. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And without it, Hebrews 11, verse 6, we cannot please God. During hard times, when some of you are going through right now, some of you, in different ways, when it's very difficult, do you have faith? The kind of faith that moves you to say, I know I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it because I'm serving the good Father which art in heaven. Yes, I suggest to you, as I was starting this lesson last Monday, working this week on it, one of the very first things came to my mind, and that is faith, faith, faith. What kind of faith? Hebrews 11, there we have an old catalog of people. In chapter 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes. James tells us in James 1, verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. In Philippians 1, verse 17, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith. These people had faith that Paul said, if I were to be offered upon your faith, guess what? I joy and rejoice with you all. Why? Those are the people that were offered to God a sacrifice in their life, showing that they were truly children of God. And that's what we've got to be. Romans 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time. It's time for us to be a people that are full of love. The Bible tells us, if you're willing to lay down your life for a friend, you've done something. What? You've demonstrated love itself. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. If you love people, they're your friends, you're willing to do everything you can for them. Why? Because you love God. In Mark chapter 12, 33, and to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. This is the sacrifice that God wants us to make. 1 John 4, verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. John 13, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples indeed, if you have love one for another. Sacrifice number two is being full of love for God and for his people. Time for us to be careful about the words that we say. And not only the words that we say, but how we say them. How they're demonstrated in our own lives. Because you see power in words. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, in Proverbs 18, 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hosea, he writes in Hosea 14, verse 2, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. And one of the passages that I love, and I hope that you'll underline it, Psalms 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Remember, Jesus said, by thy word, you will be justified, and by thy word you'll be justified. Sir, a sacrifice acceptable to God is showing, confessing Jesus Christ in our lives. In Romans 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? How many of you have done that? Many of you have. But that doesn't just simply mean at one time. It means one's whole life is involved. After he acknowledges that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, he demonstrates it. How? Notice what he says, shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hebrews 13 tells us, verses 15 and 16. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his great name. The Bible tells us in verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Confessing, showing people, you don't have to tell them you're a Christian. You don't have to wear a badge around and say, I am a Christian. Just live it. Show it. It's time now for Christians everywhere, men, women, boys and girls, old, young, whoever, to demonstrate the sacrifice of a life that is now serving the Lord in every area. Ah, it's time for everyone to be baptized. Ah, you become dead to sin and alive to Christ. You remember in Romans chapter 12 where the Bible says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Why? That's the only way you can get into Christ. I've studied the Bible over 50-something years, and I guarantee you I have never seen a passage yet that tells us we get into Jesus Christ in any other way. Why, Galatians 3, verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, for by one Spirit are you all baptized into one body. How do you get into the body? You're baptized into it. One of the first things that the people did after the first gospel sermon was preached was they were told to repent and be baptized. Acts 3:38. Sacrifice, yes. Pleasing and acceptable to God. Making one a child of the Lord. Number four, it's time for us bless the Lord with everything in you. In the book of Psalms 103 and verse 1, the psalmist writes, bless the Lord, O my soul. Isn't that beautiful? When you're sitting out there and you're singing, God is so good. Doesn't it feel good to know that I can participate, you can participate, all of us can participate in something that we've done over and over and it never becomes old? Because you see, the soul needs to always bless the Lord. And the statement is made, I will praise God forevermore. Psalms 146, verse 2, while I live, will I praise the Lord. Because you see, judgment's coming, death is coming, you and I need to be ready and be prepared to meet the Lord. Ah. And it's time to realize that God is our maker. Our help comes from Him. In Psalms 121, verse 1, my help. Whose help? Mine. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall receive. Jesus says, I'll make you everything okay for you. If only you give your entire life I read about a fire over in Liverpool, England. The house that caught fire was called the Sailor's Home. It was a place that sailors would often stay. People began to assemble and notice in the upper stories men crying out for help. Someone rushed to get a ladder. And when it was raised, it was found to be too short. One by one, the men, the sailor in the crowd, rushed up the ladder and balanced it. When they found out that the ladder was too short, and he said, "I'll climb it." And he climbed to the very top, having other people to hold him down. Got to the very top, and he was with his body extended to where the people that were there that needed to be rescued, and they'd have to come down his own back, all the way down. And one by one, they climbed, and this man who had made the ladder far enough so they could get out. After everyone had escaped, he came down all through, all down. And he said, "I'm thankful that I could extend and help someone." You and I needed someone to save us. And Jesus Himself extended Himself. And He's made it possible for us to have life and have it abundantly in Him because of what He did. In Malachi 3, verse 5, Malachi says, "And I will come near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the sojourner from his right and fear not me, saith Jehovah of hosts." Yes, now is the time when judgment begins at the house of God, and if it begins first with us, what shall be the end of those who obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ? I love Psalms 90, verse 10. Had a lady one time who said to me, "Love to get up and leave the singing on. I'll fly away." Y'all thought about flying? I don't think Matt Taylor's not gotten one yet. Maybe we'll get him on the plane. Said, "I'll fly away." And I talked about this. And she said, "Where does the Bible say that we'll fly away?" And I said, "Well, it says that in Psalms 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." No doubt about it. Remember what Tommy Smith said? "I've got it. I won't ever forget it. We're too close to come to home to give up now." We got a lot of work to do now. Who, all of us? Doing what? The will of the Lord. Offering sacrifices that are pleasing and acceptable unto God. And there's a song we sing. It tells us about how fragile we are. It's called "As the Life of a Flower." Think about these words. "As the life of a flower, as a breath or a sigh, so the years that we live as a dream hasten by. True, today we are here, but tomorrow we may see just the grave and the veil and a memory of me." And I want to insert right now something else that I read some years ago. A person was walking by the grave, and someone pinned his ear. Remember, friend, glorified. As I am now, so you will be. Prepare for death and follow me. Think about it. As the life of the cross. How is it that you leave that son for me? Just follow the words in the book. Far as a breath or a sigh, so the years that we live, as a dream hasten by, so they are here at tomorrow may be. As a memory of thee, as the light of a flower, as the breath of a sigh, the years glide. Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Now as we live, we prepare to die. Be able to be with God and His holy angels and live with Him forevermore. I was listening to a preacher. He's talking about Mount Rushmore. I've never been there. Some of you may have. The statue. That a man, that the sculptor Gutzon Borglum, created the sculptures, designed and oversaw the project's execution from 1927 to 1941, and that's with his help, Lincoln. Mount Rushmore features 60 foot of sculptures of the heads of four United States presidents: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. South Dakota was blessed to have this man, but his intention was to carve from here up. He started, he died before he was able to. He wanted to get it all done, but he didn't live long enough. Think of this. What's your intention in the life God has given you, the time that He's given you and given to us? As the life of a flower, we know it's only for a little while. This man had not finished what he intended to sculpture. Are you ready today to meet the Lord? And you can say, it's all finished for me. I live each day close relationship with my God. I've served Him. And for you, you could say, Lord, I've lived with You and for You all these days. Or would you be unable to say that? Or would you want to have a little bit more time? God hadn't promised that. God told us that the time for judgment is now. Look at yourself. Let me look at myself. Are we prepared on what we've already done to say this is it? This is all that I'm going to have time to do. It's over. You think God's going to be pleased with you? You happy with yourself? The lesson today is to get each one of us to see heaven. But for many people, they'll miss it. Why? Because they haven't been prepared to go there. Jesus Christ is the answer. The only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Are you ready to meet Him today? Not tomorrow. Not next week. Today, it's time for us to be ready. If you're in this assembly this morning, you've never obeyed the gospel, it's time. If you're a child of God, you haven't lived faithfully in the service of the Lord, it's time. Get your life right with God. Because you see, as Peter says, it is now time. Judgment shall begin. You're stepping anyway to Jesus' invitation. Won't you come and obey Him while together we stand?